Ready?
Ready.
You like comic books?
Love comic books.
You like talking comic books?
I do like comic books.
You like coming to off-site places and talking said comic books and movies?
You got it right that time.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
I did! Hey, we're here at the El Paso Herald Post. We're live in their studios. I'm Jack Lutz.
Troy Singer.
And another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me starts!
Oh. Now.
Hey, listen!
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class?
Topic of discussion here, Doc Ock. Dr. Octopus.
Rolls off the tongue so nice.
Doc Ock.
Doc Ock.
It sounds dirty when I say it like that. Dr. Octopus, Dr. Otto Octavius in the comic books. Who would have thought, man, that Doc Ock would have this great resurgence and he'd be a favorite character of mine. I know you like him.
Yeah,
you really like Doc Ock.
Yes. I liked him as a villain and as a good guy. Superior Spider-Man. Best Spider-Man ever.
Come on.
Ever.
Yeah.
Fight me. Change my mind.
He did get stuff done, I will say that. What are the things that he got done as Spider-Man?
That Peter Parker couldn't do his whole lifetime?
Yeah. Just list them off.
But he finished Peter's PhD.
Yeah, got that.
Fixed Aunt May's legs.
Uh-huh.
He finally broke it off with MJ.
Why did he break it off with MJ?
She was lingering around she was becoming a nuisance.
What's the matter with you?
He dropped her. You know what?
What's the matter with you, Octavius?
You're trifling.
You don't like redheads? Come on, man. What's the matter with you?
She was a diva.
Yeah?
So he dropped her.
He dropped her.
He gave him a multi-million-dollar international business, Parker Industries.
Mm-hmm.
And then he rid the whole city of crime for the longest time.
So here we have him.
Put J. Jonah Jameson in check, too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. So here we have him back. His body broke down for the longest time. He had his arms, moving around. He's just...
From all the beatings he took?
Yeah, he's just, can't move around. He's got himself a new body. Got him, so he's back.
Well, after he got out of bod. Superior Spider-Man, his consciousness was in the living brain, that robot.
Yep.
Then during that whole clone saga they did again. They figured out how to engineer the best version of him. So now he's got a really built, muscular, svelte looking.
So you got Doc Ock saying
James Bond looking Doc
Can I
Ock.
Get some abs? Can I get some abs?
Oh, he does. He's got.
Can you put me in a body with washboard abs, please?
He ordered his body a la carte.
Right. So I guess that's cool. And he's wearing the same Hydra suit, more or less.
The right. Hydra Ock, yeah.
Yeah, the Hydra Ock
when
suit.
When he was in Hydra's Avengers.
Yeah. So,
during the whole Secret Empire thing that Marvel ended too early.
Right. Okay, so what we're getting at here is if you really like Doc Ock, and
who doesn't?
You're gonna be liking this because he's getting his own title.
Yes.
He's getting his own title, Troy.
Superior Octopus.
It just sounds funny. It just
coming out. Guess when it's coming out?
When's it coming out?
October.
Shut up.
We're calling it Doc October. I couldn't make that up. Doc October.
Okay, I see that you have a few things written down. What's up with this alias Elliot Tolliver? What's up with that?
He got that new body.
Yeah.
You see him in the new reboot Marvel.
Yeah.
He's working at Horizon University as. Elliot
Horizon
Tolliver.
University. It's right down, down the street here in El Paso. Just go, keep going down I-10.
Yeah, it's a different one.
Keep going down I-10.
You might see him at Whataburger at 3 a.m.
I almost got into a fight at Whataburger.
That's why I brought it up.
I know. That's the true story.
Maybe that was him.
I almost got into a fight at Whataburger. Hey, the dude did have glasses, and this guy was wearing capri pants.
Oh, Doc Ock and Nerby caught dead.
This guy came up to me at 3 o'clock in the morning at Whataburger. I'm just minding my own business. And he thought that I was, talking smack to him. And my friend, who now is my really good friend now, is like, you don't want none of this. And this guy, wanted to fight me. And so I said, you know what, dude? I'll be outside.
Was he wearing that, Argyle vest, bow tie?
I mean, he did have extra limbs, though.
Did he pop up in the fighting Irish pose?
And so here I am. I'm waiting outside for me. And I'm just like, dude, this guy wants to come outside, dude. At first, I'm like, okay, let's talk. But if Guess bailar. We'll bailar, bro. We'll throw down. And so the security guard comes out. He's like, this guy's not going to come outside unless you guys leave.
He's scared.
And then what was that? We're going to finish this.
He's in the bathroom crying. We're gonna finish this.
I don't know what this has to do with Dr. Octopus, but it's funny. It's a funny story, nevertheless. Like I said, I think he had extra limbs. I'm not sure. But how did we go so far from that? You had to bring up Whataburger.
You did Horizon.
He's teaching at Horizon. And Horizon University.
Yeah, and you see him in Amazing Spider-Man number one.
Yeah.
And then they tease they're going to bring him back wearing his Hydra suit.
Yeah.
Supposedly he's going to be good again. He wants to be superior.
That never happens.
Ask Best Sandman. Laid plans.
Ask Sandman. It never happens. Ask Venom. They never stay good.
Well, Doc did.
At best, an anti-hero. At best.
Doc stayed good. But he was kind of an anti-hero. He did a lot of shady crap.
At best.
Even in Superior Spider-Man, he did some shady stuff.
So, Dr. Octopus, according to the release date, it will be scheduled for October.
Forget it. October.
Well played, Marvel. Well played.
We see what you did there.
Well played. All right, I'm looking forward to that one. Let us know what you think. Do you dig Dr. Octopus? I dig him. Troy digs him. Your turn to take the shot.
If you don't like him, who's better?
Who better than Doc Ock?
Yeah. See? There is no one.
Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us. We'll follow you right back. We're also on Spotify, the El Paso Herald Post, YouTube. Follow us and we'll follow you right back until the end of time. Big thanks, Braywork Productions. I'm Jack Lutz.
I am Troy Singer.
This has been another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. Good night.
And
of Doc Nerdy to Me.
Doc Nerdy. Ooh. Ooh, way short.
Hey, listen.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or Eve? What kind of class?